Bay Shears Masakta Minakas Daf Mem Dala, we will give Daf Mem Gimma Bays, five lines from the bottom. Tanya Yurmay, I'm a Chayb Adnal Lavarach, May Brach Bachal Yom. Everybody is obligated to make 100 brachas every day. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Vati Shamma Hashem Elokecha Shoyal Mimach. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask of us? And we learn the word Ma to mean Meya. Says the Gemara, Rav Chiya Bereder of Avya, Rav Chiya the son of Avya, b'Shabbos of Yom Tovim, on Shabbos Yom Tovim, so we have much less brachas available to us, because we have, during the week, three shmonesreis every day that have in them 19 brachas. But on Shabbos, we only say shmonesrei of 7 brachas. So how do you make up those missing brachas? The way he would make up those brachas is by making a bracha on besamim and on delicious food. That's how we make up to the 100 brachas. The Medrash quotes the pasuk that David HaMelech said, "Ani hagever hukam ol." Ol is gematria 70 plus 30, 100. David HaMelech instituted that when there was a megefa, there was a pandemic in Klal Yisrael, David HaMelech instituted that they should make 100 brachas every day. The Rambam, in fact, says that this chiv to make 100 brachas every day is a chiv midrabanan. There are, however, opinions, the Stechemed, that quotes that based on our Gemara, where the Gemara is learning the Salocha from a Pasuk, it seems that the obligation to make 100 brachas a day is a chiv deraisa. I did see another pshat that the 100 brachas that we make every day correspond to the 100 adonim. There were 100 sakets that were under the krushim of the Mishkan, and there were 100 of them, and the 100 correspond to 100 brachas that we make every day. Another pshat that I saw, and this is very connected to the way we learned this halacha, atrukima elameya, that how is a person able to recognize what he is or isn't in this world? Ma, when a person to recognize that we are insignificant is by making brachas, by recognizing that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we're able to recognize that we that everything we have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then I saw that many Mefarshim, Sefer Ach Pri Tumua, says that whenever the Gemara, as our Gemara says, Al Tikri, don't read the Pasuk this way, don't say Ma Elameya, there was a problem with the Pasuk, and therefore the Pasuk, there was something that forced us to say and change the Pasuk. And that's what is the issue with this Pasuk. But the Pasuk says, Vat Yisrael Ma Shem Shal Mimach. And what the Pasuk seems to indicate is that what is being asked for us is not so difficult. And the question is Yerushalayim something that's not difficult, that the Gemara could say the Ma, that it's not that significant? To which the Gemara answers, Atikri Ma Elameya. Yes, maybe attaining a significant level of Yerushalayim is not that easy, but making brachas every day, being able to make brachas on a daily basis, is not something which is so very difficult. And what the Gemara is teaching us is, by making brachas, we're able to achieve the Yerushalayim, which maybe otherwise would not be so easily achievable. The Sefer Keren Oira explained that what is the lesson of this Gemara. He says that what we're learning from this Gemara is based on a Gemara Masechta Chagiga, Daf Tes Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, "Ein adoyim shoyne pirke mei pamim, l'shoyne pirke mei v'ach pamim." We cannot compare somebody who learned something 100 times versus somebody who learns it 101 times. And that's what our Gemara is saying, is by making the brachas 100 times a day, by making brachas every day 100 times a day, what we are recognizing and realizing is that we come to the Yerushalayim. I saw Machloikas, Rav Ozna Tzal, and Rav Yoshev Zatzal, if this obligation to make the Meir Brachas every day is an obligation that only applies to men, or does it apply to women as well? Rav Ozna seems to indicate that it doesn't apply to women. Rav Yoshev Zatzal seems to indicate that it applies to women as well. The Pasuk says, the Yizra Yitzchak, Yitzchak planted, the Yimtzan he found, the Shanihi Mei Hashem, Mei Sharim, Yivacheo Hashem, says the Sfas Emes, quoting the Chedush Arim, that what happened is, how were we zoicha to Mei Sharim? He suggests that the Mei Sharim that the Pasuk speaks about are Mei Sharim, 100 Sharim, 100 gates, so to speak, through which Bracha comes to the world. And how is a person able to achieve those Mei Sharim? How is a person able to achieve all that bracha in life? The way a person is able to achieve that bracha in life is vayivarcheu Hashem, by saying brachas. When a person on a constant basis is thanking and thinking of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's how he's zoicha to bracha in the world. So it turns out that through making these brachas, we're zoicha to bracha in the world. And not only are we zoicha to bracha, in Gashmir sense, we're also zoicha to Yerushalayim. The Satmar Rebbe in his Divrei Yoel explains that what is the Meir Brachas represent? That if we think about the Meir Brachas and how we make Meir Brachas, how we're able to make 100 brachas, so he says we're able to make 100 brachas because we make bracha on everything that comes up in life. So he explains that a person who recognizes that in every situation in life, there's an opportunity to realize that it comes from Hashem, and it's an opportunity to recognize that we should be thanking for Hashem for what happened. That's how a person is able to come to Yerushalayim. That's the way we're supposed to live. We're supposed to live in every aspect of our life, recognizing that whatever happens to us and whatever we're doing should be and is connected to Kaddish Baruch Hu. There's a question: when do we start counting the Meir Brachas? We know that in Halacha the day begins at night. And the question here is, when we speak about Meir Brachas, when do Brachas begin? Do they begin from night to night, as in other areas of Halacha, or do we count the Brachas from the day before? Most Poskim are of the opinion that just like in all aspects of Halacha, we count from the previous day, from the night before to the next night, so too should be Halacha by Brachas. Tanya Ramei Omer, continues the Gemara, Ramei taught us, Chayiv Adam Levarach Shalosh Brachas B'chol Yoyim. The following three brachas a person should make every day. Ve'elahein, a bracha Shasani Yisrael. A person should say Shasani Yisrael. A bracha Shloisani Isha. And a bracha Shloisani Bar that we are not Amaratzim. The reason we make these brachas, because what makes these brachas special, all other brachas that we mentioned a minute ago reflect certain situations, but these brachas represent a general thank to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says that the bracha we make is Yisrani Yisrael, but the Torah says that the bracha we make is Shlo Yisrani Goy. And the question is, why indeed is the bracha stated in this negative fashion, Shlo Yisrani Goy? Why don't we say Shasani Yisrael? So most answer, because the Gemara Masechet Erev and Daf Yud Gimel Mabez teaches us that Noach Lo Yiladim Shlai Nivra Yosem Shenivra. A person would have been better off not being created versus being created. Now that we are in this world, we should do tshuva. So we can't make a bracha shosani Yisrael, because making a bracha shosani Yisrael seems to indicate that it was worthwhile to be created. And there the Gemara explicitly tells us that it's not worthwhile to be recreated. And because of that, we say the bracha in the other fashion, shlo yosani goy. Says the Gemara, Rav Ach ben Yaakov Shamel Abrei, Rav Ach ben Yaakov heard his son, Tava Kamavarech, he was making the bracha with the wording, Shlo Yosani Bor, that I'm not a Moritz, Omalei. And he said to him, Kul Hay Nami, are you so proud that you could say Shlo Yosani Bor, that you're convinced that you're not a Moritz? Omalei. So he said to his father, Elmai Mevarech, what is the proper Nusach HaBrocha to be said? To which he responded, say Shlo Yosani Ovid. Just saying Shlo Yosani Ovid is not. Ask the Gemara, but once we say Shlo Yosani Isha, isn't that already equivalent to saying Shlo Yosani Ovid? Haini Isha, Haini Evid. So the Gemara, Zilt Fei. Evid is less than a Isha. And therefore, even though you said Shlo Yosani Isha, and that is indeed something to be proud of, and the reason we're proud of it is because men are mechuyev in more mitzvahs than women, but a woman, of course, is at a much higher level than a eved. And that's why many poskim suggest that if somebody made a mistake and he said the bracha of Shlo Yosani Oved before he said the bracha of Shlo Yosani Isha, he can no longer make the bracha of Shlo Yosani Isha. Tana Baron continues the Gemara. The Braisa teaches us chalazon, that they made the tchelos out of the chalazon. Says the Gemara, Gufa Doim Liyam, its body looks like the sea, Ubriyosoi Doim Ladag, but it also looks like a fish. Vaila Achla Shem Shana, it emerges from the water once every 70 years. And that's what the tchelis come from, the fikach, and since it only emerges one every 70 years, domei v'karev. As the Gemara Masech Megillah, that Vav Oman Aleph teaches, that Zvulun was complaining. Oma Zvulun l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbei Shalolam, Lachin Asatlam, Sodus v'kromim, you gave the other Shvatim wonderful property, v'li Asati. And me, you gave these mountains, which are not such great real estate. They got more real estate, they got more sea. Omlai, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Zvulun, everybody needs to rely on Zvulun, because you have in your sea the chalazon. As the Pasuk says, Amim ha-yikra, Smune tune chol. Smune is the chilazon. And that's how he was able to be compensated. We know when we speak about the chilazon has been a subject of controversy for many years. And we know that the famous Ritzina Rebbe was the first who tried to find the chilazon. And when he found the chilazon, then he had to try to determine where in the blood do we get the blue color. It's also interesting to point out that the Rav Herzog identified another fish as the chilazon. There are those that followed the opinion of the Ritzina Rebbe and Rav Herzog, and put on this type of chilazon that those that held that since we don't know what the chilazon is, we continue the mesora that we had in Klal Yisrael all these years, and in all these years there was no chilazon in Klal Yisrael. That's why they continue not to wear the chilazon in their tzitzis. Tanya Amar Rav Nosson, Ein lecha komitza kala shiksu v'toira, Shei matin schar ba'olam zeh, even the smallest mitzvah that a person fulfills in this world, he gets schar, ulaylam haba. But for, that's in this world. Ulaylam haba, any day kama, it's impossible to fathom how much schar there is for every mitzvah in the next world. Salem ha'am mitzvah tzitzis. And the best example is the mitzvah tzitzis, because the reason it mentions mitzvah tzitzis, because mitzvah tzitzis is not a mitzvah for which there's chorus or mitzvah bezdin. Other explain the reason tzitzis is considered mitzvah kala is because something that really isn't that very expensive. It says the Gemara Maaseh about the Mekach Yizor b'mitzvah tzitzis. There was an individual who was extremely careful in the mitzvah tzitzis. Shomash yesh zoyna b'karche yam. He heard that there was a zoyna in the islands. Shnetel saparas mei zuvim b'schor that took 400 zuhuvim as payment. Shigal abba mei zuvim. He sent the payment of a kovel as man. He identified a time by when he will have an appointment with her. Kishgi as mano. When the time came, he sat by her door. And her maid goes in and tells her that you have the appointment came. She says to him, the person who sent you all that money is here. Bava Yashua Pesach is sitting and waiting. Amrihi, kind of, so she says, let him enter. Nichnas, and he entered. Hitzila Sheva Mitas. She had seven beds in her room. Sheish Shel Kesef. Six were made out of silver. Ve'achas Shel Zav, and one made out of gold. Ve'ben Karachas Ve'achas, between each bed, Sulam Shel Kesef, there was a silver ladder. Ve'yoyna, and the uppermost ladder was made out of Zav. Also, Yosha Gabel Yonik Shiruma, and she sat on the top bed without clothing. Vafhu Olaleshim Oram Kenegdoi, and he went up that way to sit next to her. Ba Abitzitz Yosef, Hitzitzis came with Tovkalei Aponav and sort of slapped him in the face. Nishmet Yoshua Gabakarka, and he ended up back on the floor. Vafhi Nishmet of Yoshua Gabakarka, and so did she end up on the floor. Amala, and she said to him, Gapel Sharoimi, I swear in the Roman Empire, I won't let you leave here until you disclose to me, what have you seen in me that you ran away from me? I never saw such a beautiful woman as you. There's one mitzvah that Hashem commanded us, the Tzitzis Shema. Because about Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Shtei Pamim. The words of Ani Hashem Elokeichem are mentioned twice. And what we learn from here is, Ani Shasu Lifparid, I'm the one that's going to punish those who do Averis, Vani Hu Shasu L'Shalom Schar. And I'm also the one that's going to give a Schar to the one that does a mitzvah. Achshav Nimli Kar Be'edim, Naris Tzitzis, are like Edom telling me and warning me who I am. Amalei, so she said to him, "Any min nechascha, acha tamali mashmecha. I won't let you go until you tell me what is your name. Mashem Mircha, from what city do you come? Mashem Rabcha, what's the name of your Rebbe? Mashem Bedroshcha Shataloyva by Torah. What is the name of the yeshiva where you study? Kosov." He wrote it all down with Nasan Biyadam, put it in her hand. Omda v'chilka kol nechaseha. Afterwards, she went and divided up all of her assets. Shlish l'malchus, a third was given to the government. They were given to the government to allow her to become a ger. In those days, it was illegal to convert. Shlish l'aniyim, she gave a third away to tztaka. Or shlish not biyadam, a third she kept for herself. Chutz ma'isim matzos. Besides from those beds that she did not sell, the linen, Basla Beis Medrash Shereb Chia, and she came to the yeshiva of Chia, Amalai, Rabbi Tzave Alayvi Yasuni Giyaris. She wanted to become a Giyaris. Amalai, I'm concerned that you only want to become a Geyrus because you want to marry. As the Gemara Masechta Yevamos, Daf Chaf Dalar Rebeis, teaches us that Geyrus should only be accepted when it's sincere. And maybe you're doing it just to be able to marry a Jewish husband, which is not sincere. Haksiyak Sab Miyada. So she took out this paper, Venoslai, and she gave it to him and told Rav Chiya the entire episode. Amala, so Rav Chiya said, we are accepting your Geiris, and not only are we accepting your Geiris, but it's very clear that your Geiris is being done sincerely. And since it's so clear that your Geiris is being done sincerely, you will be allowed to marry that Talmud. Vais Mitzah Shitzila B'Isser, and those linen which they were supposed to do Avera, now Hitzila B'Heta, they were married legitimately. Zemet Charba El Maza, this is what somebody does when somebody does the Mitzah properly in this world, but to be able to identify what is the Schar for doing this Mitzah in Olam Haba, any day Kama, is not something that we could even fathom. And that's why I saw the Mefarshim explain that we remember the episode of Tamar and Yehuda. And Tamar asked Yehuda what should be given as a guarantee. One of the things that should be given is the tzitzis, chesamcha psilcha. And that, when you give somebody the tzitzis, that is the guarantee. That is the way we could know that the person will use those, that the tzitzis end up being the best. The best shmira, the tzitzis end up being the best shmira for a person in this world and in the next world, and that was what was accepted. So I saw that the Sefer Aaron Adis explains the pasuk says shoyftim v'shoytrim titlcha b'chol sherecha, that every person has to put around himself shaitrim v'shaitrim. What are the shaitrim v'shaitrim? What are the things that protect us from doing averus? What protects us from doing averus is somebody who puts on the tzitzis. And as we just learned, that the tzitzis protected this Talmud. Amri Huda Talis Sheula, if somebody borrows a talis, says the Gemara, Kol Shloshim Yom put them on tzitzis. He doesn't have to put on tzitzis for the first 30 days. Mikan ve'elech, but after 30 days, the halacha is that at that point, it's a chayavis b'tzitzis. The truth is that they're not, even after 30 days, they're not chayiv and tzitzis mederaisa. They're only chayiv and tzitzis mederabonon. Because the chayiv and tzitzis is only on something which belongs to you. And this opened up, of course, a very serious conversation. When somebody puts on tzitzis, puts on a talis, he's in shul, and he goes up to get an aliyah, where he goes to be about tefillah, and he puts on tzitzis. So there's two types of situations. One situation is if you borrow the talis from someone else. So then it's a talis shula. And if it's a talis shula and he doesn't make a kinyan in that talis, you don't become owner in that talis. So then for certain, there's room for leniency. But if it's a talis hakol, if it's a talis that belongs to the tzibur, so if you're a member of the tzibur, then you're mechuyev in tzitzis like everybody else. Because that talis belongs to you like everybody else, because that talis belongs to the community. Once it's a talis that belongs to the community, it's a whole different discussion if it's a talis that belongs to the community. And that's why there are those that suggest that you should have in mind, I don't want to have a kinyan in it. Or the Mishnah Berurah suggests that since you're only putting it on l'shem kavod, kavod at tzibur, that's why we could be more lenient in the obligation and not needing to make a bracha when you put on such a talis. Tan namehochi. Continues the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, Hadar b'pundiki, somebody who's in a hotel, Be'eretz Yisrael, or a soich b'ayis b'chutzlaretz, or you rent a home in chutzlaretz, Koshlashim Yoim, the first 30 days potum in a mezuzah, you're not obligated to put on a mezuzah, the kaveluch afterwards chayiv. I will soich a bias b'chutz loritz, if you chayiv bias b'etz Yisrael, if you rent a home in etz Yisrael, then the loch is ois mezuzah l'altar, you have to put up a mezuzah immediately, b'shum yishiv etz Yisrael. And there are a number of pshotim, and what does it mean in yishiv etz Yisrael? One halacha is that since you're not allowed to take off the mezuzahs once you put up the mezuzahs, so therefore a person is going to be reluctant to move from a house that he has in Chutz and Eretz Yisrael because he knows he's going to have to take it down, and he knows he's not going to be able to take it down, and it's going to be expensive. Another pshat, when we say Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, it means that when you live in Chutz Lartz, your whole living in Chutz Lartz, by definition, is arai. Your whole living in Eretz Yisrael is temporary. But when you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's never a temporary situation. And since living in Eretz Yisrael is never considered a temporary situation, therefore, even when you're there just for a short amount of time, you're mechuyev in putting up a mezuzah. The Rav Ozner says that what's the halach if somebody lives in Chutz Loretz and he's coming to Eretz Yisrael and he is renting an apartment, but it's very clear that he's renting it only temporarily and he is going to go back to Chutz Loretz. So maybe when the Gemara says over here that when you rent an apartment, that's only because you're going to remain there, but where it's very clear that you're not going to live there, that you're not remaining there, he says that, particularly, for example, he says if you're renting an apartment in a hotel, a room in a hotel, where that's not where somebody has any intention to live, even though it's not a stroll, and even though if it's less than 30 days, you shouldn't put up a mezuzah. But then there's a famous Nemuke Yosef, where the Nemuke Yosef says that if somebody is living in Chutz Loretz, but it's clear that he's going to be there for more than 30 days. The best example is that he signed a lease for more than 30 days. So the Nemuke Yosef says that in those situations, he should put up the mezuzah, even in Chutz Loretz, right away. The question is, what is the halach under those circumstances? Should he put up the mezuzah right away with a bracha, or should he wait that? Should he wait and put up the mezuzah, but only make the bracha on day 30? Rav Moshe Zatzal says that he should put up the mezuzah only, or he should put up the mezuzah immediately if it's clear, like I just said, he signed the lease and he's going to be there for more than 30 days. But as much as he should put up the mezuzah immediately, the bracha should not be made until after 30 days. Moreover, as our Gemara makes it quite clear, the chiyuv mezuzah is really not on a place that's shula. It's not really on a place that's borrowed. And that's why the poskim want to suggest that there's a mitzvah perhaps to buy a house. Because by buying a house, what you're accomplishing is that you're going to be mechuyev mezuzah b'daraisa. Therefore, if somebody is buying a house with that intention, it's something that's very commendable. And therefore, since if the person is truly buying it for that intention, that it should be a place where he's going to be able to do mezuzah b'daraisa, therefore, we should put up the mezuzah, maybe buy a house and be able to do the mezuzah properly. We learned in the Mishnah that tefillah shayad, eidim al-kevus shal-roish, that the tefillah shayad, don't hold back tefillah shal-roish, you should have, that they're two separate mitzvahs, to which the Gemara comments. Amar Rav Chisna, lo shen l'shiyesh loy, that if somebody has both tefillah shayad, and tefillin shorosh, that's where you should put on one without the other. Av ein loy ma'akevis. Amalai, so the Chacham said to Rav Chisda, Amarta, is that what you said? Amalai loy. Amanda lesley tre mitzvahs, because it doesn't make sense. If somebody can't do both mitzvahs, chad mitzvah nami loy levid, should he not do one? So of course, he meant to say is, preferably you should do both. If not, do what you can. So ask the Gemara Mikar Mikasova, what was the Gemara's Havamina? That you should do one. If you don't can't do both, don't do either. Says Gemara, the concern was Gzeirah Shama Yivsha. The concern was that if somebody will hear that you could do only one, then he may deliberately only put on one. And that, of course, is unacceptable. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chizda, call me, call Shainim Neich Tfilin. If somebody does not put on tefillin, over b'shmona esei, he's over 17 times the mitzvah esei, because that's how many times the Torah says the mitzvah tefillin. Because she only tzitzis with big day, if somebody doesn't have tzitzis, over chamisha esei. Because kain she only duchen, if a kain that doesn't go up to the duchen is when he's called up, is over b'shlosh esei, there's three brachas. However, there are those that suggest that only in a case where there are two kahanim, that's where there's a chiv deraisa, and therefore if you don't go up, you're over. If there's only one kahan, of course you should go up, but it's not the same iser. Because ain't like the mezuzah b'bischai, somebody doesn't have a mezuzah on his door, over b'shnei asay. V'ksaftem. V'amar shlokish kol meniach tefillin. Whoever puts on tefillin, it's a schula that by putting on tefillin, maruch yomim, you will have arichas yomim. Shenema, as the pasuk says, v'shem aleihem yichru, l'chel b'hen chayi ruchi v'techlemeni v'chiyeni. That's the way that a person, by living this way, or putting on tefillin, is zoicha to arichas yomim. We go back to discussing menachas, carbon menachas. And we know the halach is that somebody brings a carbon oil, shlom, metoida, whether it's a yachid or whether it's a tzibur, the halach is they have to bring along with the carbon minchas nesachim. And if somebody, however, brings a carbon chattis v'osham, a carbon pesach v'chor meiser, there is no minchas nesachim. And our Gemara begins to discuss the halacha minchas nesachim. The minchas nesachim is that there are really two parts to the minchas nesachim. One part is that we bring flour and oil, and we mix together that flour, oil, and they're burnt on the mizbeach. And then there's yayin that we pour on the mizbeach. The amount of flour and oil that are bought for kavan minchas nesachim really depend on what type of animal was brought for a carbon. If somebody brought a keves, then the halach is you bring an isorin soilus, v'shloisha lugin shemen, and three lugin yayin. If somebody brings an aisle for his carbon, then he brings shnei esroinim soilus, four lugin of shemen, and four lugin of yayin. If he brings bakar for an animal, big animal, then you bring shloisha esroinim soilus, three asroinim asloilus, six lugim of shemen, and six lugim of yayin. Once we've established this, begins a Mishnah, hasoilus v'ashemen eim akvus ayayin. And therefore, even if you didn't bring the soilus and the shemen, you could still bring the yayin. And vice versa, v'loi hayayin makvon. And you could bring yayin, even though you didn't bring the soilus v'ashemen, you could bring either or. Even though Mishnah is saying that the shemen, the soilus of shemen don't have an effect on the yayin, and the yayin don't hold back the soilus for shemen, it does seem that our Mishnah clearly is of the opinion that the soilus and shemen are ma'ak of each other. And therefore, if you don't have soilus, you can't bring shemen, or vice versa. We've learned extensively in Masechta Zvachim how many times, the different kabbonis does the Torah tell us we have to do zrikas adam. It teaches us the Mishnah that even though we learned by kamachatas, for example, the Torah teaches us that we have to do four applications of dam on the mizbeach. For others, we do shtaim shen arba, two diagonal zrikas adam. but teaches us the Mishnah Matanus She al Mizbech Achitzin. All the applications of dam on the Mizbech Achitzin teaches us the Mishnah. If you didn't do all that were prescribed in the Torah, the Loch is Emak Vazuzu. The Gemara is going to quote a pasuk in Mitzvah Shem to teach us that you yoytze the mitzvah as well. So the Achronim tried to understand that how do we understand the Mishnah? Are we to understand the Mishnah that if you're missing some of the Zrikas, you have a kapara, but you have to make them up? Or that once you only did the minimal amount of Zrika, which our Mishnah just said is only one Zrika, there is no need to make it up, even though you should have done the amount that the Torah prescribed. Says the Maratona Abonim, the Pasuk speaks about the Kabanas on Chagas Sukkos. And the Pasuk says, Mechasov in the scheme, Leparam, Leelam, Lekvasim, B'misparam, Kemishpat. Says the Gemara, Havei Mincha. The Torah says, bring, did the Rabbanan learn, first bring the Minchas Nesachim, and afterwards do the Nesachim, then do the Yayin. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, the Pasuk says, Elamadi Hashem Shetikroi Sam Mikroi Kodesh Lakrav Ish LaHashem Oilu Mincha Zavach Nesachim Dva B'Yoyim B'Yoymai. So we learn here Havei Zavach, bring the Kav Vakach Havei Nesachim. So here Rebbe is disagreeing with the Chachamim, but the Chachamim say we do the Michas Nesachim, and after we do the Michas Nesachim, then we do the Yayin. And Rebbe says just the opposite, that we should first do the Nesachim and then do the Mincha. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Nami, doesn't the Pasuk say, U'minchasav in Eskeyem? Ask the Gemara, Huma Boilei, Minchasav in Eskeyem Belaila, that the Mincha could be brought and the wine could be brought even by night, even though, as we learned very extensively in Masechta Zvachim, Masechta Menachos, that the Avoda of Kabbaris should be done by day. These avoiders can be done by night. And now another halacha that we've learned, and that is mechsach and neskeim afilu mocher. That the halacha is we could bring the mechus mechsachim not necessarily on the day of the car. We brought the carbon; it could be brought later. However, Tosfos Yonta points out that that's only in a situation where we have not put the mecha and the Nesachim in the Klisharis. Once the Mincha and the Nesachim are put into Klisharis, their halacha is stricter, and we have to bring it on that very day. Ask the Gemara, Rabbanan Nami Huksiv Zevach Nesachim. So isn't that, ask the Gemara, a raya to Rebbe's opinion? Answers Gemara, whom we boile, they used that pasuk for the Ziri, for what Ziri said. Dom Ziri, ein Nesachim eskachim, the Nesachim become kadosh only after b'shchitas hazavach, only after the carbon was brought. When they were not brought, it's too late. V'Rabbi, how does Rabbi Nami mibaylei l'chaziri? Doesn't Rabbi need that pasuk to teach us what Ziri just taught us? And if that pasuk is here to teach us what Ziri taught us, how could it be to teach us that the Nesachim come before the Mincha? Rabbanan Nami, and how could Rabbanan learn the pasuk of Nesachim and Eskeyem to tell us that Mincha comes before Nesachim? But by the way, don't they need that pasuk? As we just learned, the Mechasim and Eskeyem Belayla, Mechasim and Eskeyem Afilu Macher, says the Gemara, correct. Elahayna Tamad Rabbanan. So, what is the reason for Rabbanan? The Ksiv, Oyla O Mincha. So, from here, it seems to teach us that immediately after bringing the Oyla, immediately bring the mincha before you do the nisach hayayin. Ask the Gemara, the Rebbe Nami Yaksiv Oilem Mincha. So what's Rebbe going to do with that pasuk? Ella, says the Gemara, Shabayim imazavach, when you bring mincha v'nisachim together with the carbon, says the Gemara, the Kula Alma, everybody agrees, loy pligi, the mincha v'akach nisachim. Everybody agrees that first you do the mincha, and then you do the nisachim. Because as the pasuk clearly indicates, Haksiv Oilem Mincha, Ki pligi b'mincha b'boim efnei atzmam, and there are two pshatim. And what does it mean? B'boim efnei atzmam. One pshat in bar mifnei atzma means that, as we just learned a few moments ago, that you brought the mincha as the halacha allows you, not necessarily on the same day as you brought the carbon. The Torah is telling us if you don't bring it the same day as you bring the carbon, then the halacha is that the halacha might be different. Another pshat that the Rishonim offer in this Gemara is that we've learned a person can donate just to give a michas nesachim, just to give a carbon mincha. And that's the case that the Gemara is referring to, where the person donated a mincha. Rabban Asari, Boim and Mezavach, the mincha that's brought with a carbon, the loch is mincha v'akach nesachim. Similarly, when you bring the carbon mincha not together with the carbon, the loch still is mincha v'akach nesachim. And Rebbe's opinion is, why is the mincha brought immediately after the carbon? Hasamu, I did the ask about chila. Since we started with eating, meaning the carbon, the meat, which is something that's eaten, so gamla kula milsa da chila. So we bring the mincha, which is also something that's eaten. Abaf nei atzman. If we're bringing the carbon mincha independently, the sachem adefi. There we prefer to bring the nesachem first. Why? Because Nesachim has this very special quality, the Mes'am Shir alive, wine. And wine is something that said Shir on it. And since that has Shir HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so important, and therefore it comes first. And therefore, the Mefarshim point out, the Keranoira, others say, the Da'aloch that you bring the Nesachim with Shira is only in a case where it's a carbon tzibur. By a carbon yachid, there are no nesachim. And therefore, there for sure, everybody would agree that the mincha comes first. There is no shira by carbon yachid, and therefore, even though you're bringing nesachim, but there's no shira attached to those nesachim. If there's no shira attached to those nesachim, there the mincha comes before the nesachim. Because the only reason that nesachim are important is because the Nesachim have Shira. There are those that disagree and say that once Nesachim have this special point that we say Shira on wine, even a case where it's wine, which we're not going to say Shira on, we do the Nesachim, we always do the Nesachim first. As we learned in the Mishnah, even though the Torah prescribes how many times we have to put dam on the Mizbeach, the Torah tells us that if you did only one, it's going to be acceptable. And the Gemara wants to teach us, where do we know this halacha? Tanan Banan Menayin, Shekala Netanam al Mizbeach Achitzin, all kabanas that the blood is put on the Mizbeach Achitzin, Nosnum and Matana Achas, if you only did one Zrikas Adam, Shekeeper, the carbon is effective. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vasisa Lasecha, Bos Vadam, a Mizbech al Shem, Lakecha, Vadam is Vachech, Yishafech, a Mizbech al Shem, Lakecha. Yishafech means one Shvicha, one Zrikas Adam is adequate to achieve the kapara that the carbon is supposed to accomplish.